So today's daf in Masechet Temura is daf Chof Aleph, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, Temuras HaBechor VaMaaseh. So up until now, we've managed to discuss in the Perek the dinim of Temura and of Lad, of Shlomi, and of Eilah, and of Asham. We're now up to, we also talked about, meanwhile, we talked about the Pesach in the Brises and so on. What about Bechor and Maaser, which are the other two types of shlomim things, but they have special halachas, as we'll see, and we've already seen many times before. And therefore, our Mishnah, you know, we want to, Barnea is making a lot of noise.
I'm making so much noise, I apologize.
Doesn't matter, but please.
Someone else is making the noise.
Doesn't matter, I make the noise.
Tmuras habachor v'hamaser, vladan vlad vladan atzofa olam hare elu kibachoru maaser v'yachlu b'mumam l'baalim. So the special case, because of bachor and maaser, that's a din that it's nechal. The idea over here of the bachor, remember, the tmura is not brought, but it's kosher for eating by the baalim. We just have to wait until it gets a mum. Ma be bechor ma'aser levin kol hakadoshim. A halacha that we've had many times is that bechor and ma'aser are unique in that kol hakadoshim nimkarim bitliyis v'nishchatim bitliyis v'nishkalim belitra. When it comes to all of kachim, in order to increase the market value for the benefit of hegdash, we therefore treat these karbonas, once they get a mum, we treat them as if they are chulin. And we allow people to shech them in a regular schlachtois, which is an itliz. We allow them to be sold in a store, in a supermarket, and to be weighed on a scale. Things that we would never do if it wouldn't be that in the end, Hegdash benefits from it, because the money, after all, goes to Hegdash for Psulei HaMukdashim. And by broadening the market availability of these things, we make them worth more. So therefore, it's okay for the Tzurich of Hegdash to do this. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Bechor Umayser, the value is increasing if we would do that, not for Hegdash, but for the owner. Because he's the one that in the end gets the additional advantage of the Basa. And so why should we allow a Bizayan of Kachin for the owner? Therefore, we don't allow it. So you can't shecht it in a normal Schlachtois. You can't weigh it on a scale. You can't sell it in a supermarket, and so on. So that's a given. There's a machlokas we've shown him whether that iser being mezalzel b'kachin is an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbana. Fine. V'yeshu en pidyon, and the other difference is that there is a pidyon that is available that you can have for any kachin, but there is no such thing as being paid at. Because it says beferish in the Torah that it is usher. It says lo tipadeh by bechor. It says lo yigael by maaser. So obviously there's no dinim of pidyon over there. And basically you eat it with the mum without any kind of pidyon. So yesh lem pidyon for other types of karbonas. And the tumura of the other types of karbonas that has a mum, yesh lem pidyon, chutz min habechor v'amaaser. And another difference is that when it comes to other karbonas, those other kabbanas can be brought from chutz la'aretz as well. So ba'im mi chutz la'aretz. But bechor and ma'aser are not brought from chutz la'aretz. If they are brought, im bo tumimi mikarebu, if they're brought as tumimi, then we would bring them, even though you didn't have to bring them from chutz la'aretz, v'im ba'alei mumim, yachlu b'muman l'ba'alim. If they're brought with a mum, then they're eaten to the owner. Omar Rabbi Shimon, what is the logic behind this difference of chutz la'aretz? It's very simple. Matam, sha'abechor v'hama'aser yesh lem parnasa b'mekomam. You do not need to come from chutz la'aretz. Why? Because if you wait until they get a mum, they're going to be eaten with that mum. And no further need of being oisek in karbonas is inherent in that. Masha Enkein, other karbonas, let's say you have a shlomi. What are you going to do with it? If you wait until it gets a mum and you're paid it, you're going to have to take that money that you were paid it with and bring it to Yerushalayim anyway. So if that's the case, if you're going to have to come to Yerushalayim, then why not bring the animal to Yerushalayim? So over there, I understand that wherever I am, I'll have to bring it. But when it comes to Bechor and Meiser, that is not a given. And therefore, if you wait until it gets a mum, you simply eat it, and there's no problem. That's the point. But Shar Kol HaKadoshim, Afa Pishin Olan Behem Mum, other Kachim, even though they have a mum, Hare Elo B'Kedusha Tan, they retain their Kedusha, and in the end, you're going to have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. Omar Rabba Bar of Az. So now, the question is like this. The Girsa that the Shita brings is Rev Acha Bar of Az, which is later on the Girsa as well in the other Lush. So Omar Rav Acha Bar, and then it would be, would make more sense once it's Rav Acha, would be Rav Acha Bar of Avia, not Rav Acha Bar of Aza, but for some reason, nobody suggests that. So I'm just reading it like this. So Amar Rav Acha Bar of Aza, Bo'on b'ma'arava, they ask in Eretz Yisrael, Amatil mum b'tmurat b'chor u'ma'aser ma. We've determined that a tmurat b'chor and ma'aser cannot be brought on the Mizbeach because it's only Kodesh Ein, and Ein v'lo tmuratan to be brought, but they have the din of b'chor u'ma'aser in terms of being eaten with a mum. So now the question is, would I be doing an iser if I put a mum in them? Obviously, if I would put a mum in the actual miser, which was roi for a carbon, or the actual bechor, that would be an iser d'oraisa, kol mum lo yevam, right? But the shaila is, since over here anyway, I'm not going to be able to bring them, would I be over on the iser of kol mum lo yevo or not? So do we say, mi amrina given to lo kreven lo mechayev, since they cannot be brought anywhere on the Mizbeach, there's no iser putting in a mum. Oh, duma kim the kachim mechayev. Or is perhaps the iser being matum mum bekachim, a simple dinner being matum mum bekachim, whether they themselves would have been planned to be brought on the Mizbeach or not? That's my question. Omalei Abayis. Abayis said to him, look, there's a reason why you're not asking your question properly. And I believe that reason is because you subconsciously understand that you are not really speaking clearly. Because why didn't you ask? Tiboy lecha, you should have included in your question. Hamato mum b'tishishol ma'aser. We have a very strange case, remember. We have the idea of tmurat shmo. Tmurat shmo only appears by ma'aser, where you called number 9, number 10. The Torah says that as dinim of ma'aser in terms of requiring a mum, but it cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Now that sounds very familiar because that's exactly the din of a tmuras gufo of ma'aser, right? So once you were already asking this question, would you not have, if you were thinking clearly, would you not have broadened it to include the tmuras shmo of ma'aser on a tishi as well as the tmuras gufo of ma'aser on b'chor? There's a reason why you didn't, because Maishna Tashi Delokimi Bailacha. The reason that it didn't occur to you to ask the question is because since the Torah went out of its way to stress again, Ha'asiri Yekadesh Lashem, from where we learned that only the Asiri literally can be offered on the Mizbeach, and we're not allowed to bring the Tashi, even though we were Marba, the Kedusha of the Chi, in terms of Achila with the Mum. So it was clear to you that since the Torah was Mamayat Asiri Lotzi Hatashi, it's that miut means do not give it the normal dinim of Kedushas Mizbeach. So then if that's the case, it's exactly the same thing over here. Ochonami Rachmona Miatinu. Did it not say that Bedavka, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, and so on and so forth, Lo Tivdeh? It says Lo Tivdeh, and then it follows that up with Kodesh Haim. That means only Haim, as we learned out our craving. Vein Tmuratan Kreva, that's exactly the same miut as Asiri. And it tells me that once something is not Korev, you yourself understood that there cannot be a din of Atolas Mum. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masimo Hafi. Now, Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak had a different, actually, it's the same conversation, but it was in the inverse. And it went like this. Here he asks the other question. What would be the din of a tmura shmo? And in this version, Abaye said to him the actual inverse of what he said to him here. He said to him, and how come you're not asking your question correctly? Why didn't you ask your question about a matamum in an actual tumura of a goof of Bechora Meiser? Ela maishna tumuras Bechora Meiser lo mi ba'elacha. Why didn't you ask the question? Because it was clear to you. Rachmana miyatinu. Kodesh heim. Only heim kravim ve'ein tumuratan kravah. So it's exactly the same din of chin shel maaser, which is a tumuras shmo. Tumuras chin shel maaser nami rachmana miyate. It's the same exact svar. And therefore, there's no tzad to say you're going to be over on kol mum lo yebo if you're matil mum in kachim that is not aimed to be put on the mizbeah. So this is a continuation, remember, of a very important general issue that has been spoken about on many levels in this parak, and that is the gradations of kedusha. How much kedusha does it take to be able to create a tumura? For instance, right? How much kedusha does it take to demand that there be a mum in order to be paid? All of these were issues that we've been discussing in many different guises. Most recently, the machlokas about what type of nikevas that were given to Eila, Asher, and Pesach, would they be able to create a tumura or not? So these are all, remember, tumura issues, because the main point of transferring a Moshe, the main point of transferring a primary darga of Kedusha to a secondary darga of Kedusha, which then is the same idea of transferring the Kedusha of the mother to the Vlad. Those are literally the essence of what tumura is about. Then the question whether a tertiary level, whether ein tumura or satmura, or Vlad Vladan, and so on and so forth. These are all very clearly focused on the question of how much kedusha is lost in the transference and what amount of kedusha is necessary to be mechayev, being paid only with a mum. And now we're finally raising the issue of how much kedusha is necessary to be mechayev the isser of even making a mum. So as you can see, the issues of this perek are very, very clear. The topic of the parak is very, very clear, even though it's complex, but it's been very consistent in what it's dealing with. And it's a deep and primal expression of the issues of Maseches Tmura, in a sense, the deepest. Okay, the next thing we have is that the Mishnah said that if Lemaisa, somebody would have brought a Meiser Behema or a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, we would bring it on the Mizbeah. Now, it happened that Ben Antignus was ma'ale b'chorot mi bavel v'lo kiblu mimenu. He actually did this, and as opposed to the Mishnah, they refused to accept those b'choros that were t'mimim, and they would not put it on the Mizbeach. Now, how do you explain that? The Mishnah says that we would accept it. Omer of Chista is not a problem. There's a machlokas tanoim about what the din is of a b'chor that is brought from Chutz La'aretz. One is going Aliv the Rabbi Shmuel, and one is going Aliv the Rabbi Akiva. And I would like to show you this machlokas clearly so you can understand why one of them would be the point of the Mishnah and the other would be the point in the Braita. So here is how it goes. The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zekenim. Rabbi Yossi said over three different dinim, and they were said by three different Gedolei Hador. Rabbi Shmuel put it this way. Yocho ya'ale adam ha'aser sheni bizman hazeh v'yochveno b'Yerushalayim. You might think that a person should bring up his ma'aser sheni even bizman hazeh and eat it in Yerushalayim. So you'll say, well, why would I think that? I mean, dinu, isn't it pretty clear? If in order for me to eat a bechor, I need to bring it to Yerushalayim, right? So Bechor requires Hava'at Makom. And Maaser of Dagan requires bringing to Yerushalayim and eating it. Now, can I eat a Bechor if there's no Beit HaMikdash? Obviously not. Ma Bechor, Eino Ne'echal, Ela Bifnei Abayit. There's no din. I mean, don't I need to bring it as a korban? I mean, how the heck am I supposed to eat it if there's no Beit HaMikdash? So clearly, I couldn't eat a Bechor today if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then Meiser is the same thing. Av Maaser, Eino Ne'echal Ela Bifnei Abayit. No. Why is that so obviously? Bechor is not eaten. Imamata bebechor. That's because I have to bring it as a korban. She came to un matan damim ve'murim legabe mizbeach, and I don't have a mizbeach. Obviously, I can't eat it. But that doesn't prove anything about maaser. Tomar b'maaser delo. If I don't have to put the maaser, obviously I don't put my maaser of my bread. I don't put it on the mizbeach. So over there, maybe I can just bring it up as maaser. Okay, so let me think about it this way. Look, bikurim. In order for me to eat bikurim, don't I need to bring it to Yerushalayim? Yes. So to bikurim or tunim avas makom, umaser, your maaser dagan requires avas makom. Now, bikurim can only be eaten bifnei abayit because it says v'inachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha, which means there's got to be a bayit that gives me lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, af maaser should require a Beis HaMikdash. Av Maaser, Enon Erchal, Ala Bifnei Abayit. No, that doesn't prove anything. Because Mala Bikurim, you know why I can't eat Bikurim Bisman Aser? That's because Bikurim require Hanacha. It says, V'hi Nachto Lifnei Hashem Elokech. Or you have to take those Bikurim and set them down in front of the Mizbeach. Obviously, if I don't have the ability to do that, I'm not going to be able to bring my Bikurim. What does that have to do with my Tzersheni, for heaven's sake? Since when do I do any? I don't do anything with my Tzersheni. I simply come into town and I make a Seder and I eat it. So, I mean, so why would I need necessarily to learn out my Tzersheni from Bikurim? It also doesn't make any sense. So, Mala Bikurim, she came to Unim Anacha. That's because I have to set them down in front of Mizbeach. Tomar b'maaser delo. Therefore, says Rabbi Yishmael, that's why the Torah had to come and make a Hekesh of Maaser Sheni to all of these other things. That's why it says, V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo sham. And then it lists everything. Maaser degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. B'chorot b'chorcha v'tzonecha. It compares openly the din of Maaser Sheni of all types to b'chor. That comes to tell me only because of the pasuk. It's coming to tell me that hikish maaser lebechor, ma ba'achor eno nechal ala bifnei abayit, af maaser eno nechal ala bifnei abayit. Hold on a second, Rabbi Shmuel. Why did you bring a pasuk? Shouldn't you have made a ma'atzad? I mean, you could have said, okay, we can't learn it out of bechor because bechor requires matan damim ve'imurim. Okay, but bikurim yokiach, bikurim doesn't need matan damim. We can't learn it out from Bikurim because it needs hanacha. But Bechor doesn't need hanacha. Hatzad ha-shaveshavim, that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So how come you didn't do that? Why did you need to bring a pasuk without examining the possibility of learning it from Hatzad ha-shaveshavim, right? So how come, asked the Gemara, how come you ignored that? V'lahadar dina v'laisi b'matzad. Omer Ravashi, look, I mean, it was too obvious, you know. It was so obvious. Let's say I would have done that. What would your comeback have been instantly? Okay, fine. This requires damini murim. This requires hanacha. But the bottom line is that there's a very powerful connection between bechor and bikurim. Both of them require the mizbeach in some way. Tomar b'maaser, that does not require the mizbeach in any way. That would have been the obvious comeback. So we're not going to bore you by going through that. So we went directly to the pasuk. That's all. So therefore, let's just see that inside. Omer Rav Ashi, Mishum Deigel Amemar, Malat Tzad Hashav Hashaban, Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. Okay, now, before we go further, says the Gemara, I really do not understand the basis of this entire question of Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, first you have to make up your mind, don't you, about what your opinion is of the most fundamental question, which is, is Yerushalayim Kadosh today or is it not Kadosh today? In other words, was the original Kedusha still in force in Yerushalayim after the Churban or not? I mean, doesn't it boil down to that issue? Why are we like going all over the place? What does he hold? Does he hold that the Kedusha Yerushalayim is still on today? So then what's the difference if it's a Bechor or a Maaser? Both of them can be brought today And you do it. You're allowed to bring a korban for a bechor, and you can eat the baiser. What's even mibnei avanim? Why not? And if you hold kedusha rishon as kitchel hashaita, v'lo kitchel atibacho. If on the other hand you hold that there is no kedusha le'atid lavo, which would mean that nowadays basically we do not have a Yerushalayim at all. So then, if that's what you hold, so then why in the world is one of them more clear than the other one? Afil b'chor nami tibay lecha. You would have to question what the din would be even legabe b'chor as well. Now, this doesn't make much sense unless you take into consideration what we know. And this we had the entire, we're going to have it later on. We had all of this in Maseches Makos, if you remember, that the only case where this would be relevant, obviously, is where there was a Beis HaMikdash, you brought the Bechor, you went ahead and was Zerik the Dam, now you're ready to eat the meat, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So there, the question about whether I need to have a Mizbeach is irrelevant, okay? So the question would be, can I, once something is roy to be eaten, can I continue to eat it even if it's manazah? That would be the question. So if that's the idea, if you consider the Yerushalayim to be a mitzias of lifnei Hashem Elokecha, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or there's not a Beis HaMikdash, then that's true for Bechor, and it's true for Maaseh Sheni. If you hold that lifnei Hashem is ipso facto only where there is a Beis HaMikdash, so then whatever the din is for the mice, so that you can't eat it, that's a din of Bechor, you can't. Why are we thinking one is different than the other? That's the Gemara's question. Doesn't seem to make any sense. The only tzad to be asking the question is whether, having dispensed with the logistical needs of the Mizbeach, because I already did that, whether it's still ifnei Hashem Lokecha in the absence of a bias. That's the question. So why would we think one is more clear than the other? Why is Bechor more evident than Meiser is? The only reason Bechor was evident was because we needed the Mizbeach. But if we're talking specifically about a case where we no longer need the Mizbeach, we already did what we got to do, then none of this makes any sense. Says the Gemara, Le'olam Kasovar, Kiddush Rishon Nekichel Shaita, V'lo Kichel Atidavo. Actually, Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's not Kodesh. And what we're talking about over here, as we just explained, a Bechor Kedon Chinizrak Domar Shal Bechor Bifnei Abay, the Beis HaMikdash was there. We did the Zrikas Adam. Now the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and the meat is here, and I want to eat the meat, right? So now, the question is like this. Right now, would I be able to be Zerik the Dam if I hadn't been Zerik the Dam? No. So ki ite le dam lav bar zrikahu. So therefore, I would make a svara, and I would say like this. In the same way that the Torah tells me it did, that you need both Basar and Dam to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Dam in this circumstance, without a Beis HaMikdash, I wouldn't be able to be Zoreg. Now I bring the Basar, and I learn it out from the Dam. And I say, since the Torah made a Hekesh, a Basar, it says, Es Adam ala Mizbeach veta Basar tochal. So then that means that the Torah was comparing Basar to Dam with a Hekesh. If Basar and Dam are compared, so now, once I know that, then I will take the next step. Now I know you can't eat a Bechor. That's what he was saying. We didn't understand what he was getting at. He was talking about where only the problem is on the Basar. I already did the Avodah on the Dam. Nonetheless, he was taking for granted that we have a Hekesh or Basar of a Dam. That's why he was saying, look, I know what the din is. Boy, it's a good thing I got away without this mic. Ira wasn't here today. So the idea is that I know that even though Kedusha Rishona is not Kichel Atid Lavo, right? Okay. Now, once I know that, I am going to go ahead and I'm going to learn out Meiser from Bechor, because I learned out Basar from Dam. So it goes like this. Dam is the given I couldn't do now. Basar is the Chiddush from the Hekesh. Now there's a further Hekesh of the Achatef Ne'ashem Elokecha Ma'asad Deganchati Roshchav Yitzarecha Bechorot Bechorot Bitzonecha. So now I know that Meiser Sheni has the same din as Bechor. So that's what he was saying. I'm going to derive it from the new Hekesh. Hold on just 1 second over here, says the Gemara. Remember our old nemesis from Masechet Zvachim. When it comes to Kachim, you can never learn A from B and then apply B to C from one Ekish to another Ekish. That's called Lamad Min HaLamad. And I thought by Kachim, Ein Lamedim Lamad Min HaLamad. So how could Rabbi Shmuel do that? Umi'alfin and Kodesh Mi'aldani? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Kol HaTorah Kula? You can continue to extend the various limudim of the Torah from A to B, from B to C to D. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals D, and so on and so forth. Chutz min hakodeshim, she'ein lemedim lamad min halamad. And remember, that's because of the context of the special nature of Aveda and its relationship to Chochmah. You only know what you know. Fine. Says the Gemara, yeah, but we're not talking about Kachim. We're talking about Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is not Kadesh. So we're trying to learn out what the din is of the Meiser. Meiser is Chulin. I went, wait a minute. There's a big machlokas that we had back in Zvachim about what defines the context of Ein Lamedim Lamad Min HaLamad. Is it the thing that is being learned from, or is it the derivation? The Meiser is the derivation. We're trying to learn Dam to Basar, and then to apply it to Chulin of Meiser Sheni. Well, that's all very nice if the determining factor of Lamedim Lamad Min HaLamad is the derivation. But what about according to the Mandi Amar, who says that the determining factor of whether you can learn Lamad Min HaLamad is the source, the Malamed, and not the Lamad? So then you're in big trouble because the source over here is Dam. Dam is Kadesh. You're trying to apply Kedusha's Damim to the Din of Meiser Sheni, which is Chulin. You can't do that because it goes according to the Malamed. Let's see that inside. It's all very nice if you say you go according to the derivation. Yes. And over here, the derivation is Meiser Sheni, so that's fine. But what about if you hold the Mandi Amar Basar Malamed Azlina and you go according to the Mikar, the source over here is Dam of Kachim, which is Bechor. How can you learn out from Dam Kachim through two separately moving? First, a Hekesh of the Dam to the Basar, and then from the Hekesh of the Basar to the Meiser Sheni, if that's a two-step limud, which is a no-no. So Ma'ika Lamema, what are you going to say? Well, what I'll say is that it is not correct to view the din of the Dam and Basar as a two-step limud, because Dam and Basar are basically one thing. They're part of the same carbon. The fact that the Torah addresses the different elements of that carbon through a limud doesn't make it two separate steps, for God's sake. It's just two separate dinim about that carbon. But we're learning Meiser Sheni directly from one limud of Bechorot, Bechorcha, Betzadecha, to Maasar Degancha, Tiroshcha, Vietzarecha, and that's it. We do not view the first Hekesh of Dam to Basar to be a separate limud. Okay? That's Chodah Milta, it's all one thing. Now, that is Rabbi Yishmael. Now, let's take a look at Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's another reason. Yocho yale adam bachor michutz la'aretz la'aretz bizman shebet hamikdash kayam v'yakrivenu. I say the limud over here is not about the question whether there is no Beis HaMikdash. The question over here is, shall you bring up your bechor to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is there? That's why it says, V'achalta livnei Hashem elokecha ma'asar degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecho b'chorot b'korcho v'tzonecha. And that is a hekesh of Meiser Sheni to Bechor. It's not Bechor that teaches us Meiser. It's Meiser that teaches us what the din is of a Bechor. And therefore, only a place which is chayev in Meiser Dagan, which is only a din in Kedushas Ha'aretz, and therefore Chutz La'aretz, there is no Meiser. So mimakom shata ma'ale ma'aser dagan, there misham ata ma'ale bebechor. But if it's a place like in Chutz La'aretz where there is no din of ma'ale ma'aser dagan, iata ma'ale bechor, there's also no dinim of bechorot. Moshe, today you're sitting very uneasily, and I'm chayshish that you're not able to concentrate. I can't see that clearly. If you will tell me that you're concentrating, me'achuz. See, that's the value of having a camera right in front of you. Everybody else I can see, but you guys, I can't see. I can only judge from your body movements. and the body movements of somebody who seems to be running around in all directions at once is mashma that he's not concentrated. So look at Richie. Look how he's concentrating. His eyes are closed so deeply. He's deep, deep in thought. You would never think that Richie's not contemplating, right? You take one look at that face and you see total concentration. So now if I could see that in you, except it would be better if the eyes were open. If I could see that in you, then I would feel better too. Benson is concentrating. Look at that. Amazing. And now we're really in good shape. Okay. So, therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you cannot bring up a Bechor. Now, that's a tremendous, in other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, fine. He doesn't have any mocha that does not. He was just saying it's for him. You know, why would you have to bring it up? If Yeshua Parnasami Bekoman, okay. That's our Mishnah, which if you did bring it up, what's wrong? But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Torah specifically tells you do not bring a Bechor. And because of that, the Antignus Maisa, we refused because I was going to leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So they refused to accept it because according to this, it's not a kosher carbon. Is it real Meister if you took off Meister Sheni from Chutz Laretz? No. So is it a din of Bechor on the Mizbeach if you brought a Bechor from Chutz Laretz? No. It's the same Mokar. Unbelievable. Okay. Fine. Now, remember that Rabbi Yossi brought three shitas, right? What was the third shita? Who was the third Zokain? It was Ben Az. So what did Ben Az, I say? Ben Az, I said, I have a different thought. I'm thinking, Yochel Ma'aleh et Meiser Sheni v'yocheleno b'chol haro'eh. You might think that you should bring up Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and you'd be able, this could be talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is there, but that you don't have to come into Yerushalayim. Maybe you can eat it anywhere that you can see. And this is a further extension of the idea of v'yachalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. The question is like this. We understand that where something is a korban, it's a given that lifnei Hashem Elokecha for a korban is defined by the mechitzes of the walls around Yerushalayim is the outside for Kachim Kalim, the Azorah is for Kachim Kachim, fine. But how about something that is not a korban? I'm supposed to be eating it lifnei Hashem Elokecha. But maybe lifnei Hashem Elokecha means as long as I am in view of Yerushalayim, I'm eating it lifnei Hashem Elokecha without going into the mechitzas of Yerushalayim. So you might think you could eat it b'chol haro'eh v'dinu. Look, think about it. How could I think that? If b'chor needs to be brought to Yerushalayim and meiser needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, would we not conclude that just like a Bechor, obviously I have to eat it inside because it's a korban, so to Maser that is compared to Bechor, it should only be eaten inside of the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim? Here, Ben Azza uses the same argument that we spoke about before. Well, of course that doesn't follow. That's the whole point. That does not require matandomim. So therefore, I do not know. So what's my mocker? Talmud lomar v'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha ma'aser digantcha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. This is the comparison of ma'aser to bechor. Just like bechor, you have to go actually into the walls of Yerushalayim to eat. So too, b'meiser einon echal elifni min achomah. Now, actually, asks the Gemara, what the heck was Ben Azai thinking, really? I mean, my kashle de ka'amra yachol. Where would he come up with such a svara, where every last din that we've ever had throughout the entire Seder Kachim of the dinim of Yerushalayim meant inside the mechitzas of Yerushalayim? Where would he come up with this concept that maybe you could eat it as long as you're looking at Yerushalayim? No, he came up with it because of a very profound insight. Amrit, he thought like this. Since it says in the Mishnah, Ein bein shiloh liYerushalayim ela shebishiloh ochlim kachim kalim umayser sheni bechol haro'eh. Whereas in Yerushalayim, you eat these things lifnim min hachoma, And in both places, Kan v'Kan, both in Shiloh and in Yerushalayim, Kotshe Kotshim, that has to be eaten inside of the mechitzas, which in Shiloh could be curtains, but the point is that's called Bifim and Akilayim. So based on this, he was thinking that maybe the idea is that the Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, when it came to Shiloh, was perfectly okay, even though there were no mechitzas around Shiloh. The din was Roya. So maybe the din of the mechitzas of Yerushalayim would only be because of the fact that the dinim on Kachim required that. But maybe Enachinami, the question of today, where there's no psul of Yotze, let's say, right? So maybe I can eat it outside because I'm looking at it. That's in Hashem Elokecha. Kamash Malan? No. That's why he says that's what the use of the Hekesh is. So we have three different utilizations of that Hekesh. According to Ben Azai, it's to tell me we don't go Bechol HaRo'eh. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's to tell me you don't bring a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore we couldn't accept the case of the Ben Antignus. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's coming to tell me what the halacha would be of Meiser Sheni Bizman Azeh, whether you can be mala it and eat it. Okay. Acherim Omrim. Then there's the Braisa continues, the Braisa Rabbi Yossi. You might think that a Bechor, since a Bechor is supposed to be eaten within its year, you might think that if it wasn't eaten within its year, it actually is possible. And now you are not allowed to use it, or if it was a Tamim, you can't even bring it on the Mizbeach at all because of the mitzvah to bring it in its year. Yet a fourth use of the Hekesh. Makish Bechor L'Maaser. If you don't take off your Meiser and use it in the 1 year, does that mean you're not allowed to use it ever? Of course not. There's no such halacha. Meiser, Maaser, Eino Nifsal Mishana L'Chevrata. You don't become possible from 1 year to the next. Av Bechor Eino Nifsal Mishana L'Chevrata. Wait a minute. So then if we needed to teach me this, so what about according to Rabbi Yishmael and according to Rabbi Akiva, where they need it for all these other limudim, so then how do they know this then? They can't use it to teach me, Mishana l'chaverta, that it doesn't become possible. So how do they know that? Mishana l'chaverta minalahu. No, remember, we had this limud. Nafkelahu, that they learn out from the pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu shana bishana. Which teaches me that a Bechor is not Nifsal Mishana L'Chaverta, because it refers from 1 year to the next. And therefore, you see, the Bechor does not become possible from 1 year to the next. Wait a minute, so according to the Acherim, why don't they learn it from Shana B'Shana? Why do they need the Hekesh for it then? So L'Acherim, what do they do with the Pasuk of Nei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Shana B'Shana Maidar Shibe? Ah, that they say, Miboy Leila Kiritanya. Yom echad mishana zov, yom echad mishana acheret. Shana v'shana means if you shechted a bechor, you brought it in the Beis Hamikdash on the very last day of the year, you can still eat it the first day of the next year. What does that teach me? Shana v'shana, that the time that you're meant to eat a bechor is 2 days and the night in between, which means that we give it the same din l'gabe the zman achila, we give it the din of a shlomim. That's yom echad mishana zov, yom echad mishana acheret. Limeid ala bechor shenecha l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, which teaches us that you can eat a bechor for 2 days with the night in between. Ooh, so wait a minute. That's a very good limud. How did the Rabbanan know that limud? Because you just said that they need shana b'shana to tell me that a bechor is an ifsal from one shana to the other. So how did the Rabbanan know that a bechor is necha l'shnei yomim v'layla echad minalu? How do they know that? That's because Amar Kra, u'bisaram yelecha kechazei hatnufa. What is the chazei hatnufa v'shlomim? How is it eaten? Shnei yomim v'layla echad, like the shlomim itself. And before, remember, we asked back in Zvachim, maybe this means kechazei hatnufa v'toida and not of a shlomim? And therefore, it would be nifsal even in 1 day. Talmud lomar, yihyelach. Yihyelach means to expand the envelope into 2 days and a night in between. Hadron alach elu kodashim. Bli neder.